be on the report next
time. Yeah, I just wanted to again.
For sure.
And there is an opening on the Arts Commission if you have any interest.
We got one letter reading it.
Oh, well.
One letter's applying.
Oh, good. Oh, we do. Okay, great.
My pen disappeared.
Yeah,
I think it should be awesome.
So we're ready.
That's great. So this is the Bisbee Arts Commission opening today on Monday, November 5th at 5:30 p.m. Call to order. We're going to go ahead and do a roll call.
Karen Schumacher.
Present.
Sharon Stetter.
Present.
Laura Morgan.
Present.
Kate Drew Wilkinson.
Present.
Bill Higgins.
Present.
Nina Williams. Present.
And so we're waiting for, we're not waiting, we're going to go ahead, but Poe and Kathy may be joining us. And the first thing is to call to public, which I assume we, if you're not speaking this evening, it was just us. So nothing on the call to the public, yeah. Right? Ken Bo is supposed to be joining us. So I would like to move, let's see what agenda item he is.
He is down at the bottom.
I wanted to move his higher just in case he did come so he doesn't have to stay through the whole meeting.
If he comes in, we'll...
Give me one second. I feel like I hear his voice. Hold on.
Okay.
He does have a distinguished voice.
Oh, he was.
So you don't know if it's a boy or a girl?
Mm-mm.
Yes.
We don't.
I persuaded it. It was me. I persuaded them not to find out.
I had told them that I thought it was a bad idea.
Oh, did you? Mm-hmm. To find out or not to find
tonight,
out?
Tonight, you don't find out. Is
no,
what
don't.
I was promoting not to find out.
Yes,
I didn't want
too.
To know with my kids.
Me
so
too.
Ken Bo's joining us. So I'd like to, after item one and item two, which are approval of the minutes, we're going to go ahead and make Ken's item three so you don't have to stay through the whole meeting if you don't want to. So we're switching. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find what number yours is, Kim.
Nine.
We'll put nine after two, okay?
That's good.
All right. So, first, item one, approval of the minutes of May 7th, 2018 meeting. Did anybody have anything to add? I know it's been a little while.
I don't remember.
Well, they are in here as well.
Okay.
If you guys want to take a moment and look over them.
Ooh. Wait, there's more papers.
April.
Should be right
except
under the first sheet.
Yeah, stuff. We can move it.
Cool.
May.
I vote to approve the minutes.
You move to approve the minutes.
I that's what I mean.
May 7th,
2018? Yep.
I second that approval. All ayes?
Aye.
Any nays? All right, let's go on to item two. You guys want to take a moment to look over the minutes of September 10th? Item two is approval of the minutes of September 10th, 2018 meeting. And that should be directly after the May 7th agenda, because Lena's got it all here.
I wasn't going to leave anything to chance. It's all
I know, I like this.
That we forgot anything.
Let's
but
see
I
see him. Where is
it? It's right after the May 7th.
Third
it's the third page.
Oh, this one.
One
this
two.
Is it.
Two.
Okay.
Three.
This is the one I was reading.
I'm getting one, two, three.
Right there.
There.
Yeah, perfect.
No, right there.
This is the minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, this is a pretty good subject, I must say.
Is there anything that
anybody
sees? Controversial. Give it a couple more minutes to look over.
Mm-hmm. Just interested in painting things like that. Did you do the research, Mrs. Stetter?
Yeah, I did.
It's attached too.
Ooh.
Towards the back.
I actually did a bit of research on my own, too. I can send it to you.
Okay. Yeah. I can send it out.
Yep. How do we stand up to other cities and towns?
Well, if you don't know, we'll wait for the... We're going to talk about it on the agenda, but... Do I have a motion?
Yeah, accepting. You have a motion to accept the meetings, the minutes of the September 10th. Approve those minutes.
I second that. All ayes?
Aye.
Any nays? All right, let's go on. All right, we're going to go to Mr. Ken Bo. It's here.
His will be towards the back.
A long summer away.
like right there.
So item 9, discussion and possible action regarding funding the other half of Kinbo's grant application. Is everyone, I don't know if everyone was here for this, Kinbo applied for a grant to, well, if you don't, explain what you wanted to do or what you did.
Well, the Bisbee Poetry Normalization Project, what I did was, the grant was for putting these poems together and posting them around town on telephone poles and bulletin boards. And I do have several examples from that run, if anybody likes to look at them. These are menu covers that they're in. So I picked them out and experimented with different papers. White is the easiest to read.
Mm-hmm. Are there just one poet, you, or are there other people?
Well, it was for myself to do it, though I did invite other poets into it. So there was one by Megan Connolly, and that was put up around town. And then there were a couple other poets that are still working on it. They have had a hard time finishing something.
How many of them did you put up, Tim?
Well, you know, I never counted them, but probably several dozen around town in that period. And I also put some up around the country in my travels this summer.
That's cool.
So that there's a little Bisbee in Bozeman, Montana, Wyoming, and Salt Lake City. So I haven't heard anything back from anyone about that, but I'd like that little bonus to share that in other cities, share Bisbee in other places, Flagstaff, Phoenix. So now, and there's a lot more I can do in that regards because I keep getting more ideas. One thing that spun off of this when Bisbeans and Rice was operating was we did three live-streamed poetry readings under the auspices of this as well because they responded to that. And so those are still floating around on YouTube. I don't know that I did quite as great a job as Kate did with her show.
she was fond
of what she did.
Thank you.
But
we're going to do more too, by the way.
Well, I was hoping I'd run into you sometime and ask if you were going to continue that.
It's planned. I can tell you sometime.
Great. Because I had some ideas too about what you might be able to do.
I appreciate the fact that you mention on the front of here that it is sponsored by, you know, as well as the other support you get, the Bisbee Arts Commission. So that I think that warrants your getting a second chance at this and the other half of your grants.
You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours, kind of thing.
I love the idea. I love the idea of having art in unexpected places.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And actually, I don't know if you all get the chance to read the one about City Hall burning down, or you mentioned that in the poem.
Well, it's in there.
Yeah,
you know?
It's in
my,
there.
My poetry can be fairly ambiguous. I turn metaphors within metaphors within metaphors, but it's in there, and that was my partly a gift back to...
It was a beautiful, if everybody has a chance, I all of your poetry is great, but that one it's the
vulnerable
commitment. But I love the idea of art showing up in an unexpected place, and I thought that did that very well.
It's in here.
And so we did a caveat with you, which was we gave you half of it.
Right.
And then the other half was going to be given, depending on what you wanted to do and what we decided.
Sure. Yeah. And so here I am.
And you said that you turned in a final report?
Yeah, I emailed that to you because...
To me or to the city?
To you. Maybe I should have sent it because I just found it on my Gmail and emailed it to you and Sharon, who are in my email half an hour ago.
Oh, I didn't see it yet.
Oh, okay.
I found it. It was sent to you, but it was based on what the city sent me.
Right.
And
when did you send it to me, Ken?
April.
Yes, it's not showing up, but I don't understand why.
Well, I replied to the original email, I And then I copied it again in case it got truncated. But
well, if anybody, while I look for it, does anybody have any questions for Karen?
Do you like doing this?
I do like doing it.
Okay.
I like the waterproofing too.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's still ephemeral art. You know, it's not going to last forever, but it's been interesting to watch them age with mm-hmm. when rain has gotten mm-hmm. in there and mm-hmm. The ones that are, the ink is waterproof, mm-hmm. have yellowed but held up, including the first one that's right in front of the, well, what's now the bathtub coffee house mm-hmm. on Subway. Mm-hmm.
So have these been in the rain?
Those haven't.
Haven't?
No. Those haven't been posted yet.
I see.
Those were some extra ones I had I put together. I still have the ability to do dozens more of these with the menu covers. And
they're great. That's a really wonderful.
So they're recycled upcycle. Menus yeah. from Yellowstone National Park, where I've worked for many years. They gave them to me. They're going to throw them out. And I have other things I do with recycled materials.
What I would love to see too is what somebody mentioned, the idea of getting other poets involved as well. I mean, I love your poetry, but the idea of getting more busy poets involved sounds like a great idea.
I'd like to. Ramsey was supposed to do one, but then he got shy about some of the content he had in it. But we worked through it. We rewrote it. We got it formatted and ready for him to go and pick up the copies, and then he decided that because there was some context there that he was a little bashful about sure. saying, and that the same thing happened to another gal that was going to do it.
Well, I have no problem with going forward. I mean, I know that, so we gave you 250, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then the other 250 was supposed to be a few months ago because you were working in Yellowstone.
Mm-hmm.
So
I will make a motion that we continue with this, and I give you the other half of the grant.
And I second that. The only caveat being that once you're, we need, the deadline is different than everybody else's grant paperwork that's due because we have extended it.
Mm-hmm.
So almost everybody else has gotten theirs back in. So if you could, you know, the last sheet, you said that you already filled it out and sent it to us.
Yes, you'll find that you have. I'm sorry. I guess I never heard back from you. I should have followed up.
Yeah, and I just didn't see it. If you can resend me that information.
Well, I just did today.
Okay. Yeah. See, I still don't have, I don't know what email you're sending it to, Ken.
Can I ask a little question
we'll
about
talk, I'll send you an email and you can respond
sure.
to that one. I'll just forward that along. And then also,
Well, I attached Sharon to it this time also.
Okay, I'll look for it. I just said no, but I've been
you got
busy
it.
All afternoon.
Well, after, in a few months, we'll ask you to come back and talk
sure,
about it.
Sure,
okay?
I'd love to.
All right.
Can I ask a quick question, please, about content of the poetry?
Yeah, like site-specific or contextual to
yeah.
where it goes up, that sort of thing?
You know, if it's jaded or, you know.
Well, I'm trying to have poems which are
positive and loving.
Are positive and loving, mm-hmm. but not fake either.
No, right.
You know, you want a little juxtaposition.
But sometimes ruminations can be ruminations, and poetry ruminations can have. I don't necessarily mean anything sexual or anything like that. I just
right.
mean there can be. I'm a poet, so I was just asking.
Well,
then,
I know
here.
It's. I think there's a lot of room for creating
no,
serious
not.
Poetry without offending anyone.
Well, that is really the question.
The other part of it is how much does the content maybe have some synchronicity with the town, you know?
That's
and,
it, yes.
And so I'm kind of addressing that, too, and I have done that, like this one, A Vulnerable Commitment. Another one, Looking Down, was because I saw this telephone pole by the ground, and I wrote the poem.
But, I mean, we've got a fair amount of controversy, one way or another,
mm-hmm.
in Bisbee, and we also have quite a lot of poets. I'm
mm-hmm.
throwing those two questions kind of together.
Yeah, now the one poem, Friendly Fire, that was also commissioned by Peter Chartrand when he had Bisbee Clay, because he wanted one in there, and... I had to use the term friendly fire that has some metaphors about social media. So that one kind of, you know, touched on some of the wars on social media a little bit, but I think in a humorous manner.
So if somebody wants, if somebody wants to go in, somebody in town wants, would like to submit, they just send it up on an email to you, and you make the decision about what happens next.
Well, I'll help them format it and guide them on what I think is best.
And I think the only thing that we had spoken about, I mean, I don't want to censor any poet, is just not making anything that was sexually explicit.
Well, quite, for sure.
Right. Yeah.
But there are also other, there are so many directions to go into in poetry, and then there are all the different eyes that read it. You know, that's right. a lot of
no.
mixture.
You know, in this sense, there's a risk that we all take here. I want to manage it responsibly to both being a credible, serious artist who's not just, you know, quote-unquote, you know, kissing butt or something, you know, at the same time, finding places where that poetry can bridge over to whoever may randomly read it, local or from out of town, or if it gets a picture up and it goes on the internet, or I post it in another town, there's still where I can still find many things to talk about that don't have to, you know, be offensive to different people's triggers. Now, some people may have the most unusual triggers, and we can't avoid that necessarily.
That's the way the world is. And don't worry about that too much.
There's also room for a thing called enchantment, you know, where poetry is simple, fine, and if you watch somebody go by and read it, they walk away smiling. You know,
yes. I am stuck with my own techniques, which are very in-depth, and I rewrite works.
We're all stuck with our own technique. I like that.
But I agree with you, and I have looked. I do welcome the challenge to, you know, bring this into my techniques.
But a lot of people don't want to be molded. A lot of people don't want to be molded. They do what they do, and if it works, it works.
Right.
But if it only works for you, then that's, you know, that's a
whole other place. Hope I'm beyond that. Though poetry, to a certain extent, may only work for the limited audience that chooses to appreciate it. I mean,
but that's the beauty of the whole project, is that hopefully getting to an audience that doesn't read poetry on a regular basis, and so getting it up there, is what's very lovely
about
it.
That actually brings up my question. How often are you posting?
Well, during the first run, it was it really started when we first were going to do it, which was November, though it wasn't approved till later. Until April, so I started doing it last November, and then it went, and I kept posting through April, along with some that Megan posted.
So are we talking like weekly posts in different areas, or monthly posts, or?
Oh, I probably posted something. I probably posted something every week.
Every week.
Somewhere. I would say I did it in a rhythm that was not unlike how you might find them, you know. And I tried to put them in different places around Bisbee, not just old Bisbee, for instance.
Right, yeah.
So there was this organic nature to how and when I posted them to some extent. But it was done in due diligence, I think.
Okay, and then my other question is, do you plan on having a public forum sort of situation like you did with Bisbees and Rice?
Well, that was a spin-off. You know, I didn't pretend to predict what would spin off of this, but knew that things would. I've seen some other people post poems on their own volition, for instance, in different media, collage, some other things. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that was triggered by what I did, or if they just were going to do that anyways. You know.
And what happens if people pick up on the idea and they just sort of stop? People start popping up their own. Is that all right with people?
Well, you wouldn't be responsible for it anyways, I suppose.
I'm not talking about me. I'm just talking about people. Can it catch on and be free?
Well, I hope so. Now, it's poems, you know, I think it was in the 90s that there was a public campaign to put poems in buses. and Subways. And I think Dick Bachman, who's a Bisbee poet, was one of the first that got published in San Diego on buses.
In San Diego, yes. Also in the East Village in San Diego, they have poetry on the sidewalks because people, when they're walking, are always looking down, and so the poetry as you walk.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now there's an idea.
Right. In a sense, this is somewhat of a straitjacket the way it's presented. There could be much more fluid ways of doing it, but this is the way that I was inspired to do it when I saw those empty menu covers in the trash.
It was a good idea.
Just came to me like a vision, so I'm doing it.
Any other questions? Does anybody have a motion?
We already had a motion and a second. We just need a...
Okay. Are you guys ready to vote?
Yes.
Yeah. All ayes?
Aye.
Any nays? All right. So, and we need to mention to you that you will need to, I think, I'm not sure that, did you turn in a W-9 last time? To the city of Bisbee?
I don't know. I reported it on my taxes.
Well, what came to light after the art auction is that many people's W-9s were burnt in the fire.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to remind everybody, if you can go ahead and email, is email okay?
Yeah.
Email the city a copy of a W-9, you will get your money a lot faster for your project.
So you would like me to fill out a W-9?
Yes.
And then send it to you?
Take a photograph of it and email it.
Yeah. Just so they have it on record. Is that okay?
Okay.
You're not receiving ever 600. Is it 600? I think it is 600. But it's for the city because they've had so many in the past, and then after City Hall burned, we lost a lot of them, and so we're trying to keep a record of them.
Anybody that gets money from...
Yeah. It is a request, though. It's not... This was the confusion. It was a request and not mandatory.
Right. When it was explained, they wanted it. But then when we went back and looked, it was more of a request so that when the auditors come, they can differentiate that you are not a city of Bisbee employee, that you are a citizen of Bisbee.
Okay. Just for the audit, so they can tell where the money's
sure.
going. Yeah. Well, thanks, Ken, and email me. If you can forward that along, or if Sharon can look and forward the stuff along,
if
that'd be great.
Yeah.
Because I don't have it on my email. Maybe a different email address. So.
You may have a... email you set up for the Bisbee Arts Commission that I used.
Is that are you using the Arts Commission one?
It might be.
That should be forwarding to my other. I have them all forwarding to one, but that doesn't mean it's working, so.
Sure.
But thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thank you for letting me know that this was still an opportunity and continuing with it. I have a lot of fun with this. So. And I just ran into a couple of friends yesterday. Sloan and Danielle Bouchevet, and they brought it up. They were like, wow, we love that poetry thing.
Good.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. I want to post these over by the art show in the Gulch for side pointing. I'd like to just launch a whole big campaign right before this weekend for side pointing.
That would be great. And you're welcome, of course, to stay this evening.
I'll hang for a minute.
All right.
So much to do.
We're going to move along. We have quite a big agenda. To item 3, discussion and possible action to determine the date for this year's grant funding. This is the time right now. We are about a month behind, so I'd like to go ahead and set a date. I was trying to get on the agenda the ability to vote to put it in the paper. Is that possible?
Oh, we can put it in the paper.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be voted on to be put in the paper.
Right now it is November 5th. I'd like to give people at least a month or a month and a half.
Let's make it December 5th.
You want to do December 5th?
Mm-hmm.
So could we go ahead and get something in the paper in the next few months?
What's your feeling?
Oh, yeah.
I just want to interrupt the whole thing as an Englishwoman to remind you that please to remember the 5th of November, gunpowder, treason, and plot.
Oh.
Well, it's December 5th.
So you want the end date?
No, November.
Yeah, no, I know, but the end date's going to be...
Let's make the end date be December 5th.
December 5th.
And when is our meeting?
December, that's a good point, too. Our next meeting is on the 3rd, I believe.
So can we make it then December 3rd?
You're talking about having an announcement by December 5th.
No, having them to come in.
Our first meeting,
get something in the paper this week.
Can we delay our Arts Commission meeting? Yeah, let me see if I can move it to this. What day do you want to move it to?
If we get people till the 5th, we get it in the paper, and then we put it online.
Is that enough time?
Usually it's a month.
Yeah?
Yeah. We could do longer, though we're going into January, but I'm open. Whatever anybody thinks. Anybody that has any input, for sure. Do you want to give people more time?
Yes. I mean, I feel like
the holidays are in there.
Yeah. The holidays are in there. If you're gonna post, you're gonna post into the newspaper, which means it's not necessarily a month.
Let's,
you know,
do you want to do
January December 7th. Oh, December what?
31st, because your meeting is January 7th. Your meeting will be January
7th. How about December 31st?
Is that tedious because of the holidays?
Holidays are right in there.
I think it'll be fine.
People, it gives people time to do it over vacation.
Like, right. Yeah. But it ties in right to New Year. And
right. If anybody is going out,
do you
want to
do December, January 3rd then? And
that's
then
better.
Them, and then where they can be ready for the 7th.
Yeah, because if people
it doesn't give me a lot of time, but I can get it all together.
January the 3rd?
Time to do.
To get, make sure to
from
put it on the agenda.
The
we can delay our meeting by week and give more time.
For the 7th? So you want to do it on the 14th?
So you're not feeling...
Okay, the only thing is I'm going to have to look because I'm doing the calendar now for 2019, mm-hmm. so I'd have to look and tell you what the day is available.
That's fine,
to
but,
do that.
But
so
do you guys feel like you'd be
so
flexible about not
the
doing
date in January, be flexible on that. So have it due on January 3rd then?
Yeah, you get to get past the holidays.
I think it's a great idea because last time we didn't have as many applicants as I would have liked. And I think we gave maybe a month. Than a half.
Yeah.
We have a month and a half. So 2 months is a
two
great
months
amount
is
of
a really, and through holidays, giving them time to really put something together. I think it's good.
So,
and I wouldn't have a problem with us meeting on the 7th of January.
Well, it's her. It's because she, once Nina gets all of
Oh, she's got to get it all put together.
Right.
Ooh,
so we don't
want
to,
okay,
we don't
want
to
drive.
Okay, we probably try to make
that's
that
good.
Effort,
that's
but.
Good, that's good.
Okay. That is, yeah.
So let me look and see
if
what's available on the 29th, on January 2019, and I'll get with you, and you just tell me, and then I can send everything out to them to make sure. I'll try to do it the next week.
The form is on our website right
correct,
now.
Correct, it's on our Bisbee Arts page.
And I was going to see, does it have 2017? I think I may have left the date off, because I was like, let's just roll
I thought
this
we
one.
Left the date off of that. I can check it, though, so you want me
and
to
I
check
do,
the application.
Would anybody like to see the application?
Mm-hmm. Sure. I probably got a copy of it, but I'll look at it again.
Yeah, I didn't print one for this. I just
no, I brought one because I thought.
Well, I'm sure, we can just pass it around.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm cheap with paper.
So
but anybody
can
so
download it off the.
I revised it last year
mm-hmm.
because the old
yeah,
one
I remember
was
we,
very,
yeah.
very short.
Yeah, right.
And this was a longer application, but I did check, and it's still shorter than most applications in most cities. And I still had a few complaints that it was
not
long,
enough.
But
yeah,
oh. No, that it was long. I mean, it's a little bit more information. But if you guys want to pass it
gotcha.
Along and check it out,
mm-hmm.
I'm totally open to revisions. Because it was just
I really, yeah. We need the
You've seen it, have you?
So mm-hmm. what I'll do in the morning is get the advertisement ready for you,
mm-hmm.
and as long as you can give it to me back by noon, I can get it in the paper. And how many times do you
well, let's
want
wait.
It?
Let's wait till next week, and that'll give me a chance. If anybody wants a revision on this application, that'll give me a chance to fix the application and send it to you.
Okay, so wait on the grant
yeah,
advertisement.
Yeah, so you won't feel too pressured. All
right, so let's you want to do it next week.
Yeah, does that sound good?
Say hi.
So that, if anybody wants to see this, so that's what, if anybody wants to see this, it is on, it's on the BisbeeArizona.gov Arts Commission page, and you download
mm-hmm.
it. And then if anybody, I still have this file, if you see something and you think, this is, see, Karen did a typo, which is very possible, or like, this doesn't make any sense, or anything, just send it to me in the next week and I can fix it.
Is this it here, BisbeeArtsCommission@gmail.com?
That's the one you must have sent it to. It's supposed to be forwarding to
what
me.
What is the one that, where we go look at it if we don't have a copy of this?
BisbeeAZ.gov. And you go up to the top of the page where it says government is a drop-down menu, mm-hmm. and you go to the one that says Bisbee Arts Commission, and it's the first page. They're all linked right there.
I'm asking you if it has the date on it. Then I have one right here.
Yeah, no, I thought we took the date off of it.
I think we did because I was like,
I'll look at them, make sure the one that I put up there doesn't have a date on it.
Because the old one's dead, and you're like, I pretty much just changing the date every year.
Why? Yeah.
Take it to David. Yeah, I've got time.
No. I'm not. I was just double checking the date. But
you're watching,
please
you're
look over
stuff.
And if you see anything,
mm-hmm.
A lot of it I copied from other cities. I went through other cities' grant applications and combined and took out, and so that's
yeah.
how I got it. But I'm still obviously open to revisions.
Okay.
Seems to work. It work okay. The thing I do like about this is the final report is concise.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to stress people out. So. Mm-hmm. So with dates good, we can pass that along and we can move along to the next item if that's okay with you guys.
Yes,
you're welcome to.
We can double that dip.
So we need to make a motion that's January 3rd.
Right. I move to determine the date for this year's grant funding, which would be next year's grant funding really, as January 3rd, 2019 will be the due date. And we'll, do I have a second?
I'll second.
Oh wait, I'll second it.
Any, all ayes?
Yes.
Aye.
Any nays?
No.
Yeah, and seriously, I would love to hear whatever you guys have. It's, writing a grant application is not always the simplest thing, I'll tell you that.
I've had 3 grants, so I'm familiar.
Oh yeah, please then.
National endowment and stuff.
Yeah, you've done that.
If you see anything you want to change, let me know.
Well, I don't have a copy. I'll have to go look at it on the internet.
Well, you can take that one home tonight if you want. And then I'll get anybody else a copy. I know where to find Kate. Item 4, discussion regarding the final report turned in by Laura McKenna for the grant funding awarded. It should be in there?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mine, everything's in here.
Yep. I tried my best, and you I tried to put it in some kind of order.
There it is.
Yep.
So right where it's supposed to be. Yeah. And those can go.
And I read over it last time. Did anybody have any questions? I didn't ask her to come in because I thought it was pretty simple. We can always, if anybody does have any concerns, we could table it and have her come in next time. But usually the final reports are self-explanatory.
Yeah.
No, I can't find it.
There it is. What, this one?
It's right here.
No, it's still in the packet.
It's this one.
Okay. It has this on the front.
We awarded Laura McKenna $500 for filmmaking and archival source materials. I don't know if anybody's familiar with Lori. She's the director of Central School and also an active artist. She just was in the Bisbee 17 movie doing an installation. Mm-hmm. You have mine here.
So what do we have to, what's the motion we need to do?
Just accept
it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And as of right now, I think that we have everyone's. Mm-hmm. I've been making a list. Ken Bo would be the last one. I mean, he apparently
had
one.
So everybody did their report.
Mm-hmm. Do we have a report for you?
Yeah.
And to, like I said, Showcase Fatal turned in theirs today.
It'll be on the next agenda.
Yeah. So everybody, I was so excited to announce that everybody has turned in their final reports to us.
That makes us a success.
Yeah.
Okay, I move to accept the final report turned in by Lori McKenna for the grant funding award.
And I don't even think we need a motion,
no,
but
we don't need
we're
a motion,
great.
But thank you.
All right.
Nicely put, too.
So, item 5, discussion of possible action for setting a deadline and process for public art in public spaces.
Do you want me to speak on that a little bit?
Yeah, I think.
At the very end of your packet of stuff that Nina has thrown together for us, thank you very much, she copied the letter
curated
that I sent to her. So I did have a meeting with a friend of mine, actually, Sheila Kolash, an artist in Phoenix, who's also been she was the director of the museum in Wickenburg. She's been on, in the city of Phoenix, she's been the Phoenix Sky Harbor arts person for a number of years. Anyway, Sheila and I just to talk, sat down and had dinner and talked about what happens in the process of public art and acceptance of public art and all of the things.
Does anybody know the code right there for the to come in here? This code on the pad?
Yes.
Go ahead.
So there's in the process of public art, there is so much that needs to be considered by the city, and there needs to be a registrar created of all public art that the city has. Whether or not it exists already, I don't know. Does it exist, Nina?
I'm sorry.
Sorry, no, you did. When I was going to catch you off.
I don't know. What did she
say?
Going into the cabinets, what she did.
Art that is in city limits or
no,
art?
Art that's in public art that the city has accepted as art within this.
Most of our art has burned. There was a collection of art in City Hall.
Yes.
But in the city in proper, like out in public display, that the city was responsible for. Do we have a registrar of that art?
Well, how many? There aren't too many pieces.
Mm-mm. I think it's just all in that the mining museum.
It's all that on the property there. Yeah.
Right. I think that's the only art that I think that's
Ben Dale's piece in the.
Well, we've got the pieces in the park outside the museum. We've got the.
So this needs to be actually taken into consideration and probably needs to be listed as public art in Bisbee. Then comes with that. I never even considered the idea that public art has a responsibility to it, and it becomes expensive, in fact, for cities to have art, because art has to be maintained and has to be there has to be service done to many things. So having more public art in our city really does require us to come up with some sort of way of accepting that kind of work. And that's a decision that we need to decide whether or not the city even wants to take on because of the expenses. And if you read the, I think it was the second letter when she got back to me. It has to be taken into consideration. There needs to be a register of all those works that are owned by the city, and things like scheduled maintenance need to be taken into consideration as an ongoing cost of accepting public art. An example that could be looked at takes place in Wickenburg. Actually, she told me about this. You know, this they took in this piece of art and put it in a park behind the Wickenburg Museum, but it wasn't. There was nobody maintaining it. Anyway, it became a significant expense to the city in the end, and they sold the park, actually, and where does that piece of art then go? So there's a lot to take into consideration. If we really want to start to be serious about accepting public art, which I think we should be, then that we need to take all of that more there's business another, side of it.
There's another aspect to it, too, and that is, think about gates and people's properties that have art on them.
Oh, yeah.
Does that... Is
no,
that
no, that's, no, 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 no. They can do just a public art.
Responsibility of the city. Two things.
Well, yes, thank
topic.
You.
The responsibility of the art that is in Grassy Park may lie with the Mining Museum,
it
since
does.
Grants were paid through the Mining Museum and not the city of Bisbee.
So it's really not owned by the city, then?
No. It's the only art that's in... I don't even think we approved that. I can't remember.
No. Because that was a bit of a drama onto itself.
Great question.
As they always
doesn't
are.
Really fit, because it doesn't.
I really like how the cement plot was too small, so they had to quickly make a little bit bigger one.
That's on loan. That's on loan.
Yeah, from Babwick.
And so what do they do then? Take that little piece of concrete that away when the chair goes?
I know. I think that. Piece of concrete's there.
It is permanent.
Yeah. It would be a nice place to have a sculpture all the time.
But I know that Ben Dale was paid by the Mining Museum.
Yeah, but he was paid by Mining Museum. Okay, so...
And Sloan.
So why are we discussing whether or not we're moving ahead with public art?
Well, though, the original topic, the reason I brought this up in the beginning was not so much about sculptures, it was about murals, which is my... Because we do have a lot of murals downtown, and recently the ordinance have changed that
they're
I think...
Here. Yes.
The ordinance is in here. You guys want to look at that. That was my... I understand that the responsibility of taking care of a sculpture is a lot, and the chances that somebody's going to come around and say, I have a $30,000 sculpture I want to give you, are kind of rare. Though it would be nice to have a protocol in place for that. And there is an old... I think she included that as well. There is an application for public space, public art and public spaces.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. That one. I thought I saw it.
Is there a maintenance aspect to murals?
Well, if somebody were to graffiti on somebody's mural, I think that we need to take this into consideration.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is... Let's see. Can anybody find the ordinance? I did it. I got it all out of order. All right.
You can borrow mine.
Oh, thank you. But there is an ordinance.
The original one.
That's the original one? This is the new one.
And that's the new one.
So, and that is in everybody's packet? Okay. This is really why I brought it up, is that the Designer Review Board wanted to hand over the responsibility of the murals.
So that's the next one.
The mural ordinance to the Arts Commission, because that is not their concern. They are concerned with architecture. And they had agreed, I know that at least their liaison had agreed that they thought that it would be better handled under our board.
Right.
And so that was something,
started, yeah.
And that was a lot bigger of an issue at the moment, just because murals are always a battleground in this town. And also that now any commercial structure in the historic preservation zone has to go through the designer review board to put a mural on their property. And it tells you exactly where that is. Because I know that can be a little confusing.
So don't they handle it then, the designer review board?
They do.
They want us to be involved in the decision making, and I think that we do want to be
they
involved.
They wanted either us to come to their meetings when there is something that comes up, or to take over the responsibility completely. And that was coming from their liaison and not the whole board at the moment. And so that was the big thing about this public art.
Okay.
I was just, I was interested in taking on and having us take on a little more responsibility in that sense, because we have a lot of artists in our group, and so I wanted to move forward. I know that Frank's been gone.
Yeah, Frank's been gone, and I haven't spoke to him about this in some time, but he was open and willing to this idea. But I don't think it was ever brought up before the
design. Yeah.
So
we don't know how
so we may be, you know,
cart before the horse here.
Yeah, well, we may be putting the cart before the horse a little bit.
Yeah,
but
we just want to see if you guys
when,
are interested.
When Frank gets back, I'll talk to him and see if he, you know, can't get that in front of all of them, and then we could clarify our role.
Would you guys be?
I think we should be involved in those decisions as the Art Commission.
Absolutely. Well, I absolutely think we should be involved in it.
Because a design and review committee doesn't necessarily have to think about the art.
Well, they're not concerned with color or paint or anything like that. And they have plenty of stuff of their own when it comes to the battle of design and review board.
It's about being able to reject somebody who brings up an idea that,
Well, and it's also our ability to bridge into the community and offer grants for things like that.
Exactly. And with having that guideline helps us, you know, be able to explain to people what it is that we would be looking for to approve their murals. And so the idea is to make it easier, but also be more careful about what goes up in the city of Bisbee. I know that, you know, people often bring up painting the stairs. Well, you can't paint the stairs here. They're WPA stairs, and the Historical Society of Arizona, or whatever it's called, has said, please do not paint your stairs. That's come up several times. Same thing with a lot of these older walls, is that people paint them, and you're really not supposed to. Brick is not supposed to be painted. There's all these different things. I don't know if it goes over in this, but I did bring this, too, if anybody wants to take a look at it. The good old 1990 design guide, so... And it talks about the historic principles.
Right here.
You have one of those too? But it's the design guidelines, and so that would be something that we'd want to work into it too, just to keep a general aesthetic. Yeah, I know. Jeff Schreiber gave me that. I think he's had it for like 25 years.
Well, next meeting, bring it early enough that we can look through it.
yeah, for sure. And if anybody wants to borrow it or anything,
also
of course.
Also find it online.
Oh, you can find it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's online.
It's on the Bisbee. Nice to have a print of it.
Yeah. It's on, they don't make these anymore, but
no, that's why
we
I'd
had
like
some,
it.
But they're gone in the fire.
Yeah, they're gone
in
the
fire.
I
so it is online. That's right.
From years ago.
But just to get a cohesive sense of what we're looking for, so the idea is just to see if you guys want to move forward, and then we'll talk to Frank about how we would do that.
And I go back to the idea. I think it needs to be a case by case.
Definitely.
You know, we can't make any protocol about this until we've done it.
I can send that to
you. I would see some kind of application process, and then a meeting in front of the board. And then it gets approved, and then...
Right.
Because we want people to, be able to show what they're going to do before they do it. And that doesn't always happen.
It's a big responsibility when it comes to it, actually. I mean, the town is so full of murals and stuff anyway.
And that's where I wanted people to think seriously about the fact that it does lend itself to a little drama if, for some reason, we rejected someone. But, I mean, I think that with any responsibility you take on... the ability to, you know, be in the line of fire. So, and luckily the artists, for the most part, are easygoing compared to, at least we're not the designer review board, right?
Yeah.
God.
So we really don't need an action on that. We're just going to hold on to it.
I just want to make sure
until the DRB. So we don't need an action because they're all seem to be.
There's no action right now. It's just, I just want you guys to get a chance, read your ordinance. Look it over and see if you want to change it or how we want to go forward. And if anybody has any ideas next time about how we could go forward with it.
Right.
And I'll meet with Frank
and
Bill.
In the meantime, we could talk to Frank.
Yeah. Okay. It's just it's a good opportunity, I think.
Mm-hmm. And I think you had brought up wanting to perhaps donate a sculpture, and that's why I went a little further with it.
Yes, I have a sculpture.
But that has to be done the same way that these other things.
It all came out of the mind.
And that's...
It all came out of mine.
That's why, though. That's why we have.
That's
a
where
home.
She brought up that.
Yeah, and it's strong. It doesn't have to be maintained. And it was done by a Bisbee artist who's gone now, and it was in galleries and for huge amounts of money. And at some point, I got it, and it's in my garden. It's awesome.
Well, you're a great example to go forward of like how would we if we wanted
to do somebody that. Somebody wanted to make this donation, we'd have to find a site specific.
Right.
And all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And what it would cost us to
what
install
it. What it would cost to accept it. And, yeah.
And you can make
Oh, no, go ahead.
You can make, like a contract with the artist if it's a mural, you know. Mm-hmm. For the next 10 years, I will...
Maintain, yeah.
I'll make sure that if it
gets
vandalized.
Damaged.
That's good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just think about those things. And if you want to... Yeah, the idea that if Kate were to donate right now, what would we do? We'd be like... I don't know. So if we could have a plan.
Well, when we've got it together, I'm ready. I even know where I think it should go.
Perhaps you should start that process then.
Well, yes, why not?
Okay.
Why not?
It's pretty
unbreakable. Seriously put
there
together.
There is a public
application.
There is somewhere floating around in the that old application.
Yeah, I'm going to find it for you.
Yeah,
let's
use it as a practice. It's not a mural, it's a piece, but it's...
So on the next one, we can go over that and look at it.
It's very, very right on.
Okay.
Now, on...
Onward.
Your next item, nobody gave me anything for anybody to look at.
Oh, I have them.
Okay.
All right. Discussion and possible action regarding choosing a busy logo. I'm just going to show you what she said to me and what we had in the past, and then we'll see what you guys
it's
think.
It's time. It's been a year.
Well, I mean, this is just what she said to me, so... This is the old art auction logo.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to see this as an option without the auction part of it, which is very simple.
Mm-hmm.
This is this year's, last year's. You guys can pass those along. And these are a few more that she sent to me.
Oh, I really like this one.
Yeah. I think I like that one, too.
It's really light and the colors are perfect.
Mm-hmm. You know what I like about it, too, is that it'll print out well in black and white. Even the colors will come out a little bit grayer, and it'll print out nicely.
She's good about thinking about that. I know
that's a really nice one.
I don't understand what this box.
No, this thing on the top doesn't do it for me.
No, it looks a little bit like books.
This is a winner. This is lovely.
That's the one that we did for the art auction last year, and we were all so happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that I wanted not only to bring that tonight, but also because Carlos, we needed to pick out colors for him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can't the same one be done with just a difference in color and just make it a kind of tradition?
Well, that's what that one is right there. It's the same one, a different color.
So it is.
Have you checked in when you do the printing on the cigarette boxes?
Mm-hmm.
Does it cost extra each color you add in?
No, they have a 4-color bid, and it was pretty good. I didn't bring my right. I wanted to grab my, but I brought the wrong notebook that had all that information on it. But yes, there's a 4-color process for
printing. I've got the gifties. It's all here.
Okay.
We can do them for...
It's not each color.
No, it's not
each color.
No,
it starts getting real
expensive.
Yeah,
it's a 4-color process.
These could be made to stand out more, maybe just with a black line around them, I don't know.
You would ask her to do a mock-up of that?
Yeah, to see if that pops them out.
No, I don't see that, because it'll interfere with the Bisbee Arts. So imagine another line next to that A going around that.
Yes, you're
square.
Right. I think it's really, I think it's really gentle. That's what I like about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can always ask her to do another mock-up if you want.
Well, if everybody else likes it, I don't really care then. But I don't like
it
very
bold.
Much.
Hand.
Do you want me to ask her to do another?
Maybe it's because of the paper. If this were going to be, is this going to be red?
No, it's not.
But I'm not thrilled about. I'll tell you what I'm not thrilled. I'm not thrilled about.
The tea is pale. Stop.
These are my crappy printer. Just keep that in mind.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not
the colors don't pop, you know. And
they do on the actual. So why don't I send you my file and you can see them? And when they're actually. Because all I could
if there's any way that these colors would be deeper, that would be better.
Well,
and I don't know if that yellow
will.
I suggest putting the black line around.
It will not say art auction, because it's just the Bisbee Arts.
Are you doing the black line around the letters or
around
these? So imagine all of a sudden now you've got a line that comes down right between.
Well,
it breaks off the R. And then you have a line that comes down here behind the B.
Those colored letters will not be down there, because it will just be the Earth Commission.
Yeah. So if you start putting lines from here to here...
Right,
to
well,
here.
Maybe those symbols and could be smaller or moved up, and then...
You did really good on printing.
Just with a black line around them, that sort of thing. And they don't pop out.
I think the colors just need to be intensified.
So it'll look like that.
I'm not sure. I don't like the idea of the lines, but I definitely think the colors are great. If it's
intense. That's just my...
Yeah, you've got to take that art action thing up there.
Yes, yes.
I love it.
I like it too.
The colors are a lot more vivid in real life too.
Yeah, if it's like real...
My printer is just not that great.
Yeah, I think it's good. I'm happy with it.
It looks like it tried real hard.
It did. You probably used up half the cartridge trying to do that. You know they are.
Yeah, take the art auction thing out.
Yes, that's right. It makes a whole difference.
And know that when we use that, though, we can use it. No, but we could use... So that
we could use some red in it, I think.
No. We don't need it this time, but we could use red when we're putting a date on something. Mm-hmm. Or red could be this color that comes in when we're having whatever event we're doing. But I think as it is right there, it's just...
I like it, too.
It's a good point.
Yeah. So when we're doing something, we will use that red.
That's why I brought that
red
up, just so you... That's what we've used before in the past.
Yeah. I mean...
Beyond the logo, too, do you like that color combination?
Because
we're looking for something with the cigarette... The logo, it will often be printed in black and white. Mm-hmm. But with that cigarette machine, I was thinking, because we need something that's going to pop. Right. It's got to be kind of bright, but I'm open to asking
her... The colors that pop are red and yellow from advertising, we all know that. That's why...
Right.
Shell Oil, Kodak, all those people use red, black, and
yellow. IKEA is doing really good with blue and yellow. IKEA is doing really well with blue and yellow. Yeah.
I like it. So,
yeah.
Especially if it's stronger.
Yeah, just
deep, it's definitely stronger.
Yeah.
I can pull it up too, but. No. I can have her mock up different colors too. It's all up to you guys and what colors you decide that you want.
I don't want it to take any more time, and those colors really kind of are right for us, actually. There's turquoise in there, there's
the sun.
The sun, yeah.
And we're very green.
And
sometimes.
We're green in August.
Sometimes.
It's like Emerald Island here.
I'm going to show you the other online, and then we'll see the brighter colors. Because it is my other.
Yeah, that looks better.
Much stronger.
I know, so much of it is mine.
Yeah, turn it. Let me see. Oh, yeah. So it's almost electric. I like that. That's really cool.
Yeah, I like it.
You like that better? It's brighter.
I'm just not really jazzed about it. I'm not sure if it's the text, the font, or what, but...
Well, it's up to you guys.
And the others, I don't like
the top. What I'm objecting to at this point is our objecting to it, because right now we have gone for, since I started on this commission, trying to get a logo. And if we don't get a logo, then, we're still waiting on getting the rest of everything else done.
And I do like the idea of the announcements and things popping out in red at the bottom.
Yeah,
because that kind of gives it a hit at the time.
Well, it's up to you guys. If you want to move, you can move.
I would like to move that we accept this logo and get on with.
So you move
this the Arts Commission
to choose this logo from Bridget Shanahan, and we'll get an invoice for it. We have already paid for this.
Mm-hmm.
So because we pay for it with the art auction.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know exactly what she's gonna. It's gonna be less than.
Oh, for the rights to use it. Okay.
I have to talk to her about the rights to use it, because the other one she gave me, I think we were under. What were we paying out for an art? What was the. That was $250?
Yeah.
So $250, but in this case, she may take a... She may reconsider, considering it's something that she already has done, so...
Okay.
Do I have a second?
Yes.
All right. All ayes?
Aye.
Any nays? All
right. Can you send me that so I can get
yes,
that
I can
going
send it to
with the grant thing?
Yeah, no problem.
That can be the new logo on there.
That is on the Arts Commission page if you want those. Send those colors to Carlos. Okay. That would be great. I think that at least the cigarette machine with those colors will look
it's
very...
It's on what's it on our web page?
It's on the Bisbee Arts Commission Facebook page. No. All right. Item 7, discussion and possible action for the art vending machine, including but not limited to location and design. Well, the design... Carlos is still waiting. I think, Carlos, you've been in communication with him about getting the money to him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then...
We all got it all worked out.
Oh, good. And then What about the, he was going to come in front of us and talk about how he was going to decorate it, but...
Well, we needed this, we needed to have a logo first.
And that's the problem.
So now we have the colors, and now we can move forward with that.
Okay.
And he would say, his, and what I really like about this logo, back to the logo for take a second, is his idea for how to decorate it. Is it's a standard cigarette machine. It's pictured here, there's a picture of Carlos here somewhere. Standing
yes,
with it.
Is, yes.
Okay, so you look at the thing. We could even sit here right now, and we could say, "Where do you see these colors?" If you want to do that.
Was he going to do a mock-up of some sort?
He could do a mock-up. Or it's, you can see there's not a whole lot of rooms, but look at the top of this thing up here. The top needs to have that logo, and I think it could be done pretty cool. Cut out those shapes that. Trapezoid kind of, it's not trapezoid, but anyway, that shape, and all of those shapes together could be on top of the machine, and then, Bisbee Arts Commission, it'll be a lot, so that's the sign that would be up above the top of the machine, and then the places where we need to do information here, coloring this, there's not a lot of room, but the machine itself is this fake wood. It's a metal machine that has this kind of fake wood veneer on it. And that's what needs to be dealt with in color. So, to make it more interesting. KSSO. Oh, a gift that fits inside of a cigarette. Oh, my goodness.
Red in it.
Oh, look it. Well, that's the gift that's inside the cigarette machine.
And then you have to get
that box. They also make a blue box, a yellow box, and a green box, American Spirits. But most people buy the gold because it's natural.
By yellow.
American Spirit has all the colors, all of those colors also in their boxes.
Are we good to discuss at all the whole business about what artists
good.
And what they're ready to provide and if they're ready to keep up with it? Because it's going to have to be backstopped.
And it doesn't have to fit in that box. Or it, does
it has to fit in the box to be pulled through a cigarette machine.
This is it.
So
that leaves a lot of artists out.
It does. Not everybody will want to do it. Maybe they want to put inside of a box a business card that offers a discount at their, or something like that,
Am I going to be able to dump beads into there, little packets of beads?
You could.
Swarovski crystal, out you go.
That's the idea is that when we approve this, it's because in many major cities there are these, people have done these vending machines with the art.
And you are limited because the box, it has to fit in there, so it has to be a box. Mm-hmm. And so I've seen actual paintings by many artists.
Oh yes.
That are just little boxes that are blocks instead of, and they don't even go inside of a box. They're just little blocks that fall down, and you get this artwork. I've seen what Kate's doing jewelry inside. I've seen little sculpture that you build, little pieces that come
puzzles.
Together, puzzle type things. I've seen those. So there's a lot of things that can go. I've got a friend who's doing collages. They're like a stack of collages that go inside of a box like that. And so I have got people starting to make us things, but only on the idea that it's going to happen. And yes, I would love to have everybody decide what artists we want to invite to do this.
Well,
not everybody can. You're right.
But they've also
not everybody
got,
can.
But the point is that if this really rolls along. Mm-hmm. The artists don't only. I mean, they've got. To, they're going to have to provide backstock.
Oh yeah.
I mean that's.
They're
going to
get.
Subject.
They're going to get. They're,
if you're
going, if you're going to have a slot, there are 22 slots. If you're going to have a slot, a place for your boxes to be, then you have to supply us with.
That's right. Enough to
a whole
that's
row.
Right, that's right.
Like
and then as they sell. By the way, you're getting paid. $10 a pop,
right.
$10 to the BAC,
oh, right.
$10 to the artist.
That's why it's
and so as the boxes go down, you let them know, hey, you're running out. You might want to get some more pieces in here.
Yes.
But
who's
we have to supply them with the boxes.
That?
That's an ongoing job.
Yeah, I'll see you for breakfast.
That's a BAC job.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be interesting because we'll probably have to allocate.
Right now, I'm agreeing to do it, but as this takes so
long.
I think
we're going to have to do with that?
What?
I think in some way we're going to have to allocate. I mean, I'm throwing it out there like that, but however we do it. But a BAC person who knows they're going to be in town for a month, being in charge. So
you take it on, everybody gets 1 month out
exactly.
of it. Every. 8 months.
That's right.
And I mean, it's going to be a little bit slow in the beginning, at least.
We'll get an idea very quickly of how many we need. Right. But so, let's just get a bunch, let's get 22 artists if we can. If we can't get 22 artists, we'll get 11 artists and they each get two rows.
That's fine. Yeah, that'll be great.
And start to fill this thing up.
Make a small fortune.
And I started talking to a few people I know that the idea is that it's 50-50, right?
It's 50-50. The BAC gets 50% and the artist gets 50%. And somebody who would buy something from the vending machine, I mean, I would love to have had it available by Christmas, because to me, as a grandma, and still as a mom, my kids still get stockings. And I put stuff like that. We don't know what it is, but there it is. And we all get to have the experience of them opening it up and going, oh, look what you got, you know. And I have done something like this, where I've tried the vending machine and gotten something. So, and if I had 7 to buy to put in stocking stuffers, I would do that. I would spend $140, no question asked, knowing that money was going to an artist in the community, and I was visiting that community, and knowing that money was going to an organization that funded the arts in the community. To me, that's why I would do it. It's truly a charitable thing, but you get a lot of fun out of it, too. Mm-hmm. So
I love the idea.
It's an experience.
It's an experience, exactly. Yeah. So I would love to have had it ready by Christmas, but here we have had this machine for almost a year now. We've owned it.
And that's what last
time.
Well,
the logo's been a big problem.
Yep. That's why we're saying yes to the logo.
Yeah, I know.
That's why I feel so. I'm just like, all right, we're gonna just move forward with this.
Well, we're stuck with it for a long time. Or
yeah,
we can
hide it just a little bit.
If for some reason
it's so much better than this. Anchor thing, whatever the heck this,
anything. Minor gesture.
I know, but it looks like an anchor. It's so much better than this.
Yeah.
That you can't even read.
Right.
All right, well, just to move forward, because we already had about an hour, but try to keep it at an hour and a half.
Yeah.
All right. So, the location design are the two things that we're talking about today. I would like to see a mall. Is there any way?
Yeah, he could. I guess. I don't know.
He's holding up time. Or just a general idea.
Well, right now, he's going to be converting it. As soon as that money comes in, that money is spent already. Yeah. But I told him, don't lay out your own money for this, because Carlos doesn't have that much money to begin with. Wait till you get your check, and then we can get the machine. Now, the machine arrives, the money acceptor, but it has to be
installed
and added to our machine and make it work.
You'll keep us posted on when it's
there's a little bit of technology involved.
About painting it or whatever.
Yeah, right, and then we'll talk about painting it, exactly. We still have time.
And then location, too, we still have time.
Well, and the one location that I have identified that I'm working my ass off for, so that we can put our cigarette machine in there. They're getting all my free labor for a week right now. I'm painting the Bisbee Science Lab, which is taking over Bisbee Beans and Rice location, or Sampo Gallery for people who are not familiar. But
what's happening to Beans and Rice?
It's becoming the Bisbee Science Lab.
Oh.
Ultimately, what the city is, what this group is trying to do is have a science museum in Bisbee, working with Freeport McMoRan to take over possibly a building in Lowell, or possibly even the mine up there, turn it into a science museum is the goal. But as this is in development for about 3 years, they're going to create a lab space where they're going to start doing exhibitions and having kids interactive projects and having science activities. So that Main Street isn't just about retail. We start to do some other things on Main Street.
Cool.
And because I'm doing all of their painting and work and offering to spend 1 day a week as a person manning the shop, which, by the way, gives us a desk and a file drawer and a place for the BAC to actually have a desk. And somebody could be sitting and doing data entry at a computer, and we need that. Mm-hmm. So all of that combined is part of the Bisbee Science Lab, because science, the goal anymore is STEAM. Science, technology, engineering, art, and math into one concept. So arts are a major part of what I'm trying to promote with this, with my end of the Bisbee Science Lab. Whether or not it gets to become what I hope it becomes, I'm only invested in this sense that I'm exhibitions and installation. So I'm not content, except that I want to put the BAC in there.
Yeah.
That's the only content that I'm bringing to the facility.
And the other thing I would say in regards to, I mean, I think it would be a great location. It just depends on where the machine is in that building. I would hate for it to be in a corner.
No, the front north
the front east end of the building is going to be like a small little gift shop.
Oh, okay, great.
And then, yeah, we will have our on the other side our.
That's perfect.
So there'll be a cash register there so that people can get cash if they need
it. Yeah, but right across the street is the ATM machine at the bank. And if they're $20, you know, pulls, that's an easy.
Because all the cash will need to go through the machine. I mean, mm-hmm. We don't want them to do any of the.
No, they won't do any of it. They won't be handling any of the cash. Okay. They can just.
So who are you dealing with the money in the machine?
That's
part of the BAC's future job. Somebody is going to
have. So we can have a little safe under the desk? Can we have a safe there?
No.
The part of the machine where you put money
is secure.
It's secure. So people just have to go periodically
and just empty it out. Yeah, and count the number of boxes it sold and match it with the number of $20 bills you have. And it's an easy inventory.
It's a small ongoing fundraiser in that sense.
It just keeps going.
It's actually adorable and wonderful.
Yeah, I hope so.
So, are we good then for now? We're just sort of waiting for mm-hmm. both of those then.
The town's ready for us.
So at this point, they have agreed, by the way, to allowing us to have the machine in there. And we can move the machine. It's not a permanent location.
Well, the other place, of course, I thought of for it is the new coffee shop on the subway. Because that's going to be a kind of a gathering place.
It's nice to have it on Main Street.
I think it's
though.
Fine when you've got it. I'm just saying
I prefer to have it instead of a non-profit versus a store. But
yeah. And the Bisbee Science Lab is a non-profit. Yeah, we're right.
It's all good.
Those are good. Yeah, will you just keep us posted or keep me posted
and
about
thank you
when they're when
the
he's ready to paint?
Into it too. Yeah, my thoughts to do it.
This is how we're going to get this done.
This is awesome.
Moving forward then.
Okay.
Are you good, Sharon? Are we good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Item 8 is discussing grant funding final reports, which we have all of them. So that's all we really need to say. At that point, I did not, but.
Hooray. That's amazing.
Kimber, we're done.
Item 9.
Done.
We're done. So item 10 is the accounting. We talked about it last meeting, but here's the breakdown.
Yeah, we hadn't seen it. It looks good.
I have a question on this.
Yes.
This board says bartending $514 or $510. Is that for the May?
That's
function.
What we paid Yoni to bartend, and
okay,
also...
Okay, because I was, I did wine and stuff. I didn't take any money.
No, and we neither did Meredith. We paid him to prepare all the drinks.
Okay.
And they were complicated.
As you also see, the alcohol cost was high, too, because they bought very expensive mix for cocktails, which was the idea, but we've all learned a lesson there.
Well, look it. We came out ahead $1,271.56.
Well, thank you.
Okay, yeah, boosted last year. How much? What's the difference?
It was 10,000. Yeah, I know. But this was not that kind of an event. We knew that from the get-go.
We intentionally did that because the art auction last year was so much work. We decided that we wanted to have a fundraiser that was not.
It was more fun.
It was fun too.
And it was more about getting the word out and having the community involved. So it just ended up. I love having these nice drinks and things, but it's just so expensive. Next time we're having Jack.
Mm-hmm. Champagne would be cheaper.
Yeah.
And they had champagne. It was just, I always like supporting them because they're opening a restaurant and they're very particular, but it's hard in a fundraising capacity. So, but the feedback I got about the drinks and everything, people seemed very happy.
They were lovely.
They're just so nice. But it was not a cheap thing. By any means. Does anybody have any questions?
No.
All right. Well, next year, at our next meeting, we're going to need to talk about the art auction for next year.
Yes.
And we did, luckily, at the last art auction, what did we made 12, 13, 14.
Well, we
took 11,000.
Yeah.
So we were like, we're giving ourselves a year off. But, please take that back before I steal it.
I just have one question on
of course.
Art auctions. Because I was in them for several years. And we would all donate our art, and then it would get auctioned off, right?
Yeah.
What happened to that type of event? Is it gone completely, or will we go back to that? Or
yeah, the last year, that's what we did. Uh-huh. And I think that after, I personally and many other people, we worked so hard the reason we were so successful in 2017 was because it hadn't happened in a long time.
That's right.
And see, people went kind of batty. I mean, I told people to pour the drinks really stiff, but I think we went overboard. But because people were bidding like,
well, we had amazing, people. We had a lot of really good stuff donated to us.
We did
a lot of work to get that stuff donated.
But we decided we'd do it every other year so that it would people wouldn't get too used to the idea of it. A, because we don't have the energy to do it every year. And B, because I was hoping it would be more hyped if it didn't happen every year.
The only problem that I think we might confront next year in asking artists for donations is that there was such slow response and people were calling even as late as September asking me where their stuff was.
Yeah, where's the checks?
Yeah. And luckily, we
have to hide from them on the street, all the people's names.
We've fixed it now. So what I would say going forward is that we had about 20 people versus we had over 80 or 90 who donated to the art auction in 2017. Yeah, right. So I feel like when we put out the initial email or letter or whatever we choose, we write an explanation of what occurred. That's the best that we can do.
And send it to everybody. And give them right away the feedback that thank you very much because your piece sold and you donated to the BAC.
Right.
But for people have to wait 5 months to find out, you know, what we did is really kind of just not acceptable.
We could put a note in with the next ones that say that the City of Bisbee requests that you do the W-9 form when you turn in your
beforehand.
Art right away in case there's other coming up. Because
that's a great idea.
Good. Otherwise, that was kind of a shock to me when I talked, I don't know, maybe I talked to you or somebody, that
and
it
I
was
also
being held up because I had to put in a W-9 and I'm thinking,
it was the whole thing is confusing. I didn't want to fight with finance because really at the end we were right. The Arts Commission was right. Finance was kind of pushed it by saying that we had to do it, but because the final decision was that it's a request.
Right.
So they should have sent everybody's checks out before. Mm-hmm. So it was sort of a.
Well, we could write it up so like that it says if it's over $600, this is a mandatory. That you have to do it anyway, but we request that you do it in case we have another thing you donate and your totals come up to $600. Mm-hmm. Some kind of language in there.
I think it's great that we
put that out there
and request
right
it before we even get the thing. So that's
maybe send them have the W-9s available to the artists.
So our next meeting, we're going to discuss what we want to do next time.
I think that would be a great thing to put on the agenda. And then what we can make it, we can all, you know, look at what has happened the last couple of years and our successes and our failures and come up with something that we think is going to work really well.
Yeah, start thinking that way. I'm hoping that we make $1,271 off of our machine every year.
And it's also
$10,000.
It's good to keep up with the machine.
Yeah.
The one thing that, you know, we can't really put a price on is the fact that it simply just gets that name out there all the time.
Yeah, and on that, we need to consider what we want to say about the BAC. There's a place for us to lightly, you know, to let people know what I just told you, is that when you make a purchase through this machine, proceeds of your money will go to an organization that funds, grants money to, to the artists that you collected.
Well, that needs to be very
Just one more question. I think I had this discussion with John Charlie when he was on the council and Arts Commission stuff years ago, but when they stopped for a while and it was said that the money was going into the general fund rather than back into the arts. Do you know anything about that?
There's
why it fell apart.
There was money in there. Yeah. It didn't fall apart for their lack of money. I think it was lack of commitment, maybe.
Well, no, so I've heard this backstory a little bit. So something happened last year. I freaked out because I thought our money was going in the general fund.
It does.
Because historically, they thought it had. But don't worry, it has not. Because that was what we researched. We found exactly how much money we have and where it was. Mm-hmm. And it's labeled. The council cannot touch that money for anything else. Okay. And luckily, we have Bill Higgins. He actually is the one that talked me down because I was like, because the budget was really confusing and where they were putting the Arts Commission money. They only allow at the beginning of the year, in the beginning of the fiscal year, they ask like, how much money do you want to use this year? But all the other money is still there.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just give an amount that is budgeted that will be used.
Yeah,
but it doesn't go anywhere. And if we don't use the money that she budgeted, then it just stays in the pot.
Okay, it just sounded really confusing to me, you know, and I thought, what's going on here?
But I think they had, like, not enough members, lack of... It was just a lot of
different stuff.
There was also infighting, and John Charlie apparently wanted to use money without Art Commission approval to fix the Iron Man, and that was like the whole war. It was like a weird war.
I didn't hear that part of it.
When I first joined, Jeff Shriver and a few other people who were Arts Commission filled me in about that, but don't worry, I watched that one really. I didn't notice. I flipped out where I thought money was. I was nice. I was just really worried, but we figured it out.
Okay. The last agenda item is can it to next time.
Okay. The only thing.
What are we?
Can I just say one thing about that? That was a funny way to phrase it. But
what is that?
I'm gonna. Bill Higgins, Frank Davis, and myself, and a few other people are gonna be meeting with the Greenwood principal. Is it Greenwood?
Greenway Elementary.
Because they are interested in getting more arts into the schools. And that was one thing that I personally was very interested in.
Mm-hmm.
I love serving our artists, but our mm-hmm. schools are so mm-hmm. underfunded that I wanted to at least have the discussion and tell you guys that as the Arts Commission as chair, I was going to go into that meeting and just see what they had to say.
Oh yeah,
More
we could offer grant money to artists who will go into the schools and do work, which would be fantastic.
And that was what they were hoping for, is that even getting volunteers or people mm-hmm. who are willing to go and work with the kids. And so I think when Frank Davis gets back on the 11th, that's going to be one of the things that we do. And that was something I was really excited about, because
it's really fun to get visiting artists to come into town. I've done that before mm-hmm. and I did it at Lowell and Greenway.
So this is great.
It can be done.
Old Bisbee, the art scene in Old Bisbee is so insular. It would mm-hmm. love to get more things going on in mm-hmm.
And
the
give
other
people an excuse to come and stay in Bisbee, too, because lots of people want to.
Right. So and local schools, artists as well as.
If we can do anything for the schools, then mm-hmm. I would love to. So.
And otherwise, just doing art with kids is really fun. You don't have to have a local
no judgment.
Artist.
Kids are just fun.
You know?
It could just be me who's not an artist, go in and do art with them. Yeah,
it could be a dog with a paint can. It would be fine.
The elephant.
So it's just something that I was thinking of. But we'll table that until next time for a bigger discussion. It's too much. I'm sorry about the agenda. I tried to throw it all.
We missed our meeting last week.
I found out, especially from going down to
our next meeting is December 3rd.
Because then you teach them a second thing.
January is going to be when the grants are due.
You go back and you find that whatever you taught them is now
integrated.
Something else.
Yeah, we'll
that
takes.
We'll
figure it out.
I like to.
I'm sometimes
get myself in trouble with that one.
Yes,
yeah.
Does someone move to do something?
Move to adjourn this meeting.
I'll second.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
All
thank
in
you
favor?
For your patience. Aye.
All of us are agreed.
I assume so, but for the record,
thank you.
Sure, we can hear.